Sometimes the enemy does an amazing job making us feel that we're not enough. This podcast is going to be a four-part series. This first part is called You Are Enough. And I know firsthand, and I know I love God more than anything and read my Bible and pray quite a bit. But if I sometimes struggle with thinking, am I enough? And the enemy sometimes comes after me with making me sometimes second guess, you know, am I good enough to do this? God, is this what you want me doing? Or, you know, why are my, you know, results not this or that? I know with certainty that there has to be other people that go through times of feeling these things. This morning, I had a wonderful conversation with someone, and she said to me, she said, you know, Z, whenever you fall into the trap of comparing yourself with other people, she says, what people don't realize that they're doing is you're comparing your worst with someone else's best. And I told her, I said, that really touches my heart. I said, you know, you're making me think through something that I want to talk about today, and that's why I'm having this discussion. You are enough. But the enemy comes along and tries to make you feel that you're not. And the enemy loves to get you when you're in your worst point, when your results are not going the way you quite want it to go. And what I notice that the enemy loves to do is the enemy loves to all of a sudden bring in stories or bring in situations from other people who might have started even whatever you're working on, let's just say a project or something. There may be people that started on the same project or goal or dream years after you started yours, right? And it may look like they're running way ahead of you, right? And you know that we're not supposed to get into comparison, but let's be real. We're human and sometimes it just happens. And it's not that you're hating on somebody, but sometimes it's just like, okay, when is it going to take off for me type deal, right? And you know, whether that's in your entrepreneur goals or dreams or even in your own personal development, we all are human and we go through these moments, which is why I'm having this podcast episode. You are enough, no matter what your situation looks like right now. I was up last night about 3-something in the morning just praising and worshiping God. I went to bed praising and worshiping God, lifting my hands in the air, rebuking principalities. That's a whole nother subject. We'll get into it another point. If you've seen my video called Spiritual Warfare, I strongly advise you watch that. But one of the tricks I notice that the enemy tries to do, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Remember John 10:10, you guys can turn to it. I don't think I need to turn to it, but it teaches us that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So the very fact that the enemy is present or tries to do things in your life or make you feel less than or make you feel you're behind or you should be further along at this point in life, right? Or put situations in your life where you feel like, okay, it's a ceiling, like why am I not going beyond this, right? The very fact that the enemy comes and presents himself, that's a testimony in and of itself that you have something of value. There's something there that the enemy is trying to fight against because he sees it and you may not see it. People don't come to steal from somebody if there's nothing there to steal, baby. Let me say that again. People do not come to steal from anyone if there's nothing there to steal. It would be a complete waste of time. The enemy is no different. So when you're feeding yourself those negative thoughts or you're wondering, you know, well, why isn't things going along and why isn't my life better and why didn't da, 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 you got to understand the enemy, his sole focus, and we're going to read a passage on this in just a minute. The sole focus is to get you to believe the lies that you're telling yourself, to get you to believe his version of who you are. And when I say his, I'm not referring to God. I'm talking about Satan, the devil. He wants to get you to believe his version of who you are. He wants to make you think you're never going to get further along. He wants to make you think other people are always going to go ahead of you. He wants to make you think that God can't hear you or doesn't hear you. He wants to make you think that this situation would never get better. That's how he works. I truly believe, and if you study a lot through the Word of God, you will understand that the enemy, first of all, the enemy knows the Word of God. Satan himself knows the very words of God. You know, he can repeat scriptures. He knows the word of God and he can try to twist things around. He sees the mantle that is already above you that is carrying you. That's why it's so important that you focus on becoming. I should say we focus on who is the person that we are becoming, which is why I love that story of Gideon and Judges, I believe is chapters 6 and 7. I won't even get into that right now. I've talked about Gideon quite a bit, but I love when that angel approached him and called him a mighty warrior. I think it was a mighty warrior, something like that, when that angel called him that. And Gideon's like, what do you mean, mighty warrior? Like, we're the least of the least. My tribe is the smallest. I love that little mystery, that little gift that God allowed to be in the scriptures to show us that the angel in the spirit, the angel saw something that Gideon didn't see. If you're still listening and watching this video right now, baby, you have to know you're here for a reason. You are predestined. There's a mantle. There's an anointing on your life. There's something here that you're supposed to be here to do. And in the spirit, you're actually greater than who you are in the physical. And when our eyes are not open, and I'm not preaching at you because I go through the same thing. Yes, I do. That's why I stay in prayer so much. I'm constantly asking God, God, remind me again, who am I? Constantly. But the enemy sees it. So the enemy sees that mantle, and the enemy would do whatever he needs to do to try to attack it, to try to fool you, to try to get you to see that you're not enough. You haven't done enough. You haven't achieved enough. You haven't accomplished enough. You won't be enough. That's how the enemy works, because he comes to kill, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. When he speaks, he lies. He literally, when he lies, he's speaking his native language. Let's look at really quickly, and Jen, and again, this is going to be a part one of four. So this first part is called You Are Enough. We're going to break this cycle right now. Let's look at what happened in Genesis chapter 3. I can't even take credit for this particular passage. I was having a talk with a dear friend of mine. She was a guest on my podcast. She was also a guest inside of my Unlocking Greatness community, inside of my mentorship program, because she writes phenomenal books. But one of the books she wrote was on, I think it's called Bible Meditation. So she was a recent guest speaker that I had inside of my community. And I was blessed to be able to have a conversation with her this morning. And she actually is the one that brought this passage up to me. So I can't even take full credit for the revelation that was found behind it. She revealed this to me this morning. She said, Z, this would be something really good to talk about. So I want to give her credit and saying thank you, Virginia, for even mentioning this to me, because this is a way that, you know, she examined this passage that I just never picked up on. In Genesis chapter 3, this is a beautiful example of what happens when we don't realize that we are enough. So let's look at what happened with Eve. Genesis chapter 3, I'm reading from the NIV in verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die." Now listen to how the cunning, how the enemy works. He says, "You will not surely die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." You see how he's placating on her? You're not enough right now. You're the current version of you, you're not enough. You're not enough. There's more. You see that? Making her take the focus off of all that God had supplied. And now she's focusing on lack. I don't have enough. I'm not enough. You see how he played to that? He's telling her, you're not enough. You can be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil. He's holding back on you. You're not enough right now. There's something else you need to be doing, which he's prompting her to disobey what God said. So let's see how she responded. He said in verse 5, "For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, my God, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, my God. You see how we can get caught up when we don't think we're enough and start doing some things that we shouldn't be doing, seeking wisdom in areas we shouldn't be trying to seek wisdom, trying to go outside of what God has told us to do. And we're stepping outside of that territory he's put us in. And we are now, because we don't think we're enough, we're now doing things and saying things and participating in things that we think is going to bring greater value to ourselves, when in actuality it's going to harm us. Now, the enemy knew this all along, but he had to keep whispering to her, "You're not enough." So let's see what happened in verse 6. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some of it and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Now I got to pause right there. When we step outside of the will of God, because we have insecurities, and God knows I've been there, right? and we feel we're not enough, we start doing things, participating in things, listening to things we shouldn't even be listening to, taking instructions from people who are not sent from God to instruct us in any way, fashion, or form, right? And not only does this only impact you, and this is especially for some of you who may feel like, well, it's just, you know, I'm not really harming anybody, it's just me, you know. No. There are destinies tied to the decisions that you make. Let me say that again. There are destinies tied to the decisions that we make. It's not just about us. In fact, I dare say it's really not even about us. It's about the destinies that are attached to us. She not only disobeyed and went and ate from that tree that she was not supposed to be eating from because she's listening to the serpent. She not only disobeyed, she turned around and caused someone else to stumble by giving it to him as well. So let's look at this and see what happened. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. My God. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. So now their eyes are open, and they begin to see a version of themselves that God did not originally have for them to see. They were roaming around before just fine. And now all of a sudden they're noticing something's wrong. Oh, I'm naked. Oh, I should cover myself, right? You ever get yourself involved in some stuff? God knows I have. Many of you have read my book, Necessary, so you already know where I'm coming from, right? Get yourself involved in some stuff and it's like a whole nother. It's almost as if you just open up a whole nother. What do they call it? Do they call it Pandora's box? Or I don't even know if that's the right. Anyway, you open up a whole nother can that shouldn't have been open. That's the bottom line. When we don't feel that we are enough, not only do we not walk in that dominion and in that power that God has for us, making those steps he told us to make, we find ourselves going down a pathway that leads to destruction, and in many cases leads to harming in some way others, because we don't have that confidence that we are enough. Now, I know it's easier said than done because you hear me sitting here talking about it, but this is really spiritual what I'm talking about. The enemy does his best by lying to us. Remember from my book, Necessary, Chapter 1, and I talked about that chapter's called A Letter to the Enemy, Part 1, right? I'm going to be reading on that a little bit later and talking about that later pretty soon in some other podcast episodes, because my book club is actually officially launched now. But remember when in chapter one, that whole chapter about a letter to the enemy is all about, you've lied to me for so long and I was believing your lies. And you were feeding me lies, telling me I'm not good enough. You left me on my knees feeling lonely and despair, right? And all this time you had me believing that my life would never get any better. All this time you had me believing that my circumstances would never change because I was so focused on looking at what wasn't going right in my life. All this time, it seemed as if everyone else was prospering except for me, and you kept allowing me and taking me through these storms, storm after storm after storm after storm. And in that chapter, I says, and I almost believed you. But I thank God you left me on my knees in the presence of my Father, because it was only then that I was able to look up and see you for who you really are. You're limited. You have limitations, and you don't get to define my destiny. And so that whole chapter is all about, it's almost like, I want to say like a punch, but it's almost like a proclamation of, wait a minute, my eyes are now open to the truth. You're limited. I'm referring to the enemy. You're limited. You've been lying to me all this time, and I've been believing that I wasn't enough, that God didn't see me as enough, because my life, when I'm looking at the circumstances, that's all I saw is what wasn't working. Kind of like Gideon, you know, when that angel approached him, right? That's probably why I love that story so much. Because Gideon was like, I don't know who you calling a mighty warrior, but surely you're mistaken, it's not me. But when our eyes are open and we see in the spirit, we see, oh my God, oh my God, I am a living epistle. I am an heir of God. I am a co-heir with Jesus Christ. Oh my God, I didn't realize there's a mantle over my life. There's an anointing. I didn't realize that the enemy saw this all along and he's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, I didn't realize he wants to keep me down. Oh, I didn't realize he wants to keep me discouraged. He wants to keep me looking low and not keeping me looking up so that I don't know who I really am. So let me wrap this up. In this story, in this Bible passage, I should say, let me show some respect to how I'm referring to this. In verse 7, then the eyes of both of them were open and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking through the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" Now, of course, God knew where they were at. It's more so getting them to acknowledge. He answered, "I heard you in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." Now listen to this last verse in verse 11 I'm going to read. And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" And then it goes in on until, the man starts blaming the woman. And I won't even get into all of that. I just want to end it right there. First of all, they hid from the Lord God. When we don't believe we are enough and we begin to believe the lies from the enemy and we begin to go down a pathway that we shouldn't be going down and we're not walking in alignment with what we're set here to do. And this is true of my life. Those moments when I found myself in those seasons, it's almost as if I'm hiding from the Lord because I'm afraid, right? I love that he said, "Who told you that you were naked?" It's almost as if God is saying, and I'm just paraphrasing this in my own words, it's almost as if God is looking at you and saying, "So who told you that it can't be done? Who told you you're not enough? Who told you to stop doing what I put you here to do? But God, you don't understand my circumstances, or I don't have the money to be doing this, or you don't understand I don't have the support, and you don't understand this situation just happened. You don't understand, da, da, da." Who told you to eat from that tree? Who told you you're not enough? Who told you to stop doing what I said to do? Who told you I wasn't hearing your prayers? Who told you that life won't get any better? Who told you that you're supposed to be further along at this point? In other words, where are you getting these lies from? Who is feeding you these lies? You see how you can look at the passage and extract and pull some things out of it? Who told you that you were naked? So, I want to end this on a good note because this is part one of four. The good note is becoming aware of this. Now that we are aware of how the enemy works and how the enemy feeds us lies, now we're able to go forth in prayer and spiritual warfare, right? We're able to, like I was in the, last night and even in the middle of the night, we're able to rise above our circumstances and we're able to see ourselves through the eyes of God. We're able to, and I strongly advise that you all be engaged in prayer. Have a system to it. Create I teach this quite a bit. Create a pattern in the spirit that you refuse to break. There are patterns, certain patterns in the spirit that I have in my life that I refuse to break, right? So have a pattern. So for example, every night, from 9 to 10 p.m., that is your hour of just prayer and worship, right? Right. You go to battle in the spirit. Right. And then get yourself involved in the word of God, because where is it in Ephesians chapter 6? I believe it is. Talks about put on the full armor of God. What is our sword? Part of that armor is our sword. Our sword is the word of God. Am I right? The sword is the word of God. So be engaged more in prayer. Right? You've got to go before God, and you've got to rebuke and bind the principalities. You've got to rebuke and bind the lies that you're feeding yourself. The Bible teaches us to think of whatever is noble, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely. We have to be transformed by the renewal of our mind. Why? Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, here's the beautiful part about it. When you resist the enemy, he must flee from you. There's a beautiful song I'm going to end with this called You Are Enough. I don't know the gospel artist's name, so if anyone knows the name, put it in the comment section below, because I thought about it this morning. I don't even know the words by heart in it, but it's such a beautiful song that reminds us that we are enough. And no matter what we're going through in life, we're going to get through it. So I would encourage you to look that artist up. You know, I'm all about supporting artists. So, you know, look that artist up, buy his music, you know, wherever you can find him. I don't want to reference a certain site, but it's called You Are Enough. You know, we're here for a reason and we are enough. Don't believe the lies from the enemy, baby. God has plans for you and you are enough. I love you all. And this is part 1 of 4. I want you to be encouraged. This is Z with Unlocking Greatness Podcast.